have it, so I don't know, she keeps it straight.
Okay, we're going to start out today, because this may take some time to get it all going. Blue email.
Oh.
So get logged in.
Get a haircut?
Short.
Boy,
clean up. Hey,
so log in and bring up my examples if you want them.
I'm like, wow, when you get a clue, it really works. Don't laugh too much, Tom.
I'm sorry, you chuckled. He's like, what do you
say? You can say whatever you'd like, it won't offend
me. She's like, I'm feeling pretty confident.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It's just like I said, when you get a clue.
So where my search is actually where it's for. Before when I get an error message and they put it in, so far and tell me that I did not get my tax.
Tom, it's the simplest things that you get a clue about that I had no clue. That's what's really.
I just got one
clue. So, you've forgiven me yet?
Absolutely. I'm actually praising you because you challenged me beyond belief.
Now we have an email group.
Yes, an email group.
It's not telling you what it is.
So, the first one in that group is called email.php, and that's the one you should open. Okay. Now, let's start off by saying that I do not want to get a lot of emails from you. Okay?
Really?
So.
It brings a tear to my eye.
So, the first thing we're going to do is change the email addresses in all of these so that when you send them to yourself. And you can also try sending them to the person sitting next to you or something like that to see if the thing is working all right. But I have given you an assignment on it. What I want to do is get the assignment. But I don't want to get all the tests prior to the assignment. I want you to test sending things to yourself, and then when it's right, put in my email address. So I don't want 20 versions of everything floating in my email. Okay, the first time I did this, I forgot, did not think to say that, and my email got flooded with lots and lots of trials. Okay, so anyway. Now, the school has set it up so that the only email that you can send, I believe, using the CIS web server, is to people, to Bristol accounts. Okay? So you have to use Bristol accounts. You can't use other accounts. Now, they may have gotten lax on that. You're certainly welcome to try it. But it used to be we could send it to anything, and then they decided for security reasons, for some reason, they wanted to have it only go to Bristol accounts. So, here is my PHP. Now, there are things in the mail. Notice down here, that's the actual statement that sends out the mail, is mail. And I've got four things that I can send out. To, subject, message, and headers. Okay? So, go in and change the to your own email address. Okay? Can you read this, or do you need a slightly bigger font?
I'm just not seeing where that is.
It should be email.php under that group that I put up. Are other people finding it? Okay.
Yeah, email group 1 PHP?
Just email, yes, email group 1 PHP, and then the particular program that I'm looking at right now is email.php. So change that to your address. The from you can leave from me, or you can change that to your address as well. And then send it to yourself. Okay, and
just by running it,
it will send it to you. And then open your email and check and see if you got it. No, change it to your Bristol email.
Should it show up under sent also if I sent it from myself?
Pardon me?
To myself and sent it from myself. It should show up in my sent file.
It should show up when you open your email. Now, I have my email forwarded to Yahoo. So I'm looking at Yahoo right now because my email is forwarded to Yahoo.
I got my forwarded.
You got it?
Okay.
You got it? Mine says it's sent, but it's not in my inbox.
Well, the sent is actually, this mail sent is actually, could be a total lie. I mean, because all I'm doing is I put out an echo that said mail sent to, and so, you know, there's nothing that says that is really sent. It was just reassurance that I'd actually run the program. That's what that is. It's not in any way telling me that it really got sent.
I don't see it. Most
people. Oh, we sent it to someplace.
Yeah, right.
That's too funny.
Huh?
I didn't get anything either.
Well, then keep figuring it out, guys.
Where you're at.
Yeah, you forgot that.
Huh?
No, I forgot the
app. I put your email to the app.
That will do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe it just takes a minute.
It can also do that, which is the other reason I wanted to start this first thing, because it can also take some time to get through.
Mine's supposed to be forwarded, but it's...
Well, mine's forwarded, and it got forwarded. So I actually...
So I never actually check it.
And after you get this going, try sending it to somebody else. So, you know... Grab an email of the people that are sitting next to you or something.
Right.
But they're all basically, your emails are just bristolcc.edu and you have mail.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't have mail.
Yeah,
okay.
Bristolcc.
And so your address,
mail, so
is your address first name dot or is your address?
It's just first letter.
First letter and then last name.
Yeah.
No, you have to tell the number. It's a number.
Yeah, it is a good number. I'm assuming it's El Keto something. Yeah, it just took a while. Well, it took like 3 minutes.
Okay. And, you know, for you all, you have to know the number of the person. To send something to me, the faculty doesn't get a number, but you get a number.
Huh? It says I got the email from you.
Yeah, because
you left it.
The from is there. So if you want to change the from,
that could be dangerous.
So that's where right. Coming from.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, you get that.
That's weird.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Said it. She sent it.
Is that called spam?
Oh, yeah. No, what I'm teaching you is how to do spam.
Says it's from a friend of yours?
Does
he look at the address?
I don't think we're going to get to that today, but yes, you can. And basically, you can have a database, too.
But she put an array of emails. You put like an array of emails.
I'm just
going to miss it. Feel like
oh my God, this is dangerous.
You're right.
Wow.
Why do you think you get all the spam?
No, don't
yes,
you
I
start
am.
That.
Yes, I am. I'm going to have, oh my God.
How do you put a message?
Well, we'll get into how you can put more of a message, but right now I do have a message.
Yes.
Okay. Notice that I have the to, which it goes to.
That's going to be
notice that I have subject, which is right up here, so whatever I put in the subject line is going there. Then I've got message, which is PHP is a great language, and there it is, the message showing up. And the from apparently isn't showing up, but if I click on whatever it is up there that will show the from, I can get the from. Or actually, I guess that's the from.
So
that's the line on the from in Yahoo.
Was this
right.
How the first email was set up?
I don't know. No, I don't think PHP was around when the first email was set up.
Okay, it definitely wasn't a GUI for email back in the 90s or so. Yeah.
Oh, no, when I sent email in the 90s, I mean, you weren't working through the... It was...
The
it was like
line.
A script, right?
Well, you were writing a lot more, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It was very primitive when it first started in the 90s. And I don't now... remember what it was, but I just remember it was tedious and primitive and wasn't, you know.
And writing a letter would be easy.
Yeah, right.
I remember sometimes it just wouldn't work. I remember trying to send an email like in middle school.
I just think it's funny that your name's on the email, like from Priscilla.
But then if you
Robin.
Change it,
yeah,
you know, all you have to do is change the from. And then the from will be from whoever you said the from is from.
So you can send email without being traced if you do this.
Because it's not really from you.
Yes. Although if you look at the source behind it, you're going to see where it came from and all that good stuff.
Dang. Well, my sister wouldn't know how to do that. So when I get her kid's email address, I'm going to send
it. Oh, you guys are not supposed to be thinking of ways you can torture others with this new technique here.
What's the president's email? Not going to do anything really bad.
What's Obama's email?
Okay, so has everybody got an email sent and received?
Yes.
What am I doing?
Okay, over there. Everybody got an email sent and received?
I've sent an email. I haven't gotten any.
It's coming.
I'm pretty sure I did it right. You
could be the source.
No, it's your address.
That's right. The two is where you wanted to send and be sure you have a valid or true address.
Mine went to spam, so it could be off.
Not the one that she had in the
to change
yet.
Okay, check spam. He said his went to spam. Apparently.
Maybe it doesn't. Oh, they got forwarded.
What?
They got forwarded.
It is, so you've got it now?
Yeah, I got forwarded. I'm getting a lot of them.
Keep pushing that send button.
You're like my father, he's going.
Yeah, every time you refresh it.
Oh yeah, every time you refresh it, you're sending it again and again.
Oh, really?
That's why I always said, like, when we were doing the tables in the PHP, once I created it, I never put that in any of the documents, because I was like, it's just going to keep going through the create the table, add to the table, and it's
yeah, not right.
Step, so I would make it separate. I was like...
So, that's the basics. So now let's look at the next one. So email two is actually, I don't actually see any difference there, is there? I don't think I do.
Didn't break in there.
Yeah, right. I think that's about the only difference. Okay. So email three, let's find out if that one's different. Okay, again, this one is not going to tell that it got through. What it actually is going to check for is that it is a valid address. Okay, so if I take out the at sign on this one, then I am going to get the fact that it didn't send. Okay, notice also this time I used body instead of message, which is acceptable. And I also have not put in the from. I've just got the to, the subject, and the body. Okay? So I'm going to try sending this one. And so this is email 3. And when I try sending it, it goes out and says it was successfully sent. And now if I come up here and take out the at sign and save it without the at sign in it, when I go and run it, and that's not what I wanted to show. There it is. And when I go and run this now with the at sign in there, it will come back and say message delivery failed. Okay, so if I, this at least tells me that I have sent out, it went to a address that it determined was something that fit the standards for an address. Okay. So, you should be getting that one also.
So, is it really checking to see if the two is actually filled?
It's it may be checking for that, and it's also checking to see if it's a legitimate address. Like when I take the at sign out, it knows that that can't be delivered.
And it says message delivery failed.
Right. Okay. Now, notice on this one who it's from. It's from Apache, and that's basically because I don't have a from up there. In my mail, I said to, I said subject, and my subject is hello, email 13, or whatever it is, and they're email 3. and there's the subject. And if I open it, I will see the message. But yeah, I get a lot of junk. That's why I don't use BCC email, is because most of this I don't care to hear. Okay.
So your parameters in this mail are always to is the first thing.
Yep.
Subject, message, and then...
And then the from. If you don't put the from in, it's coming from Apache. Okay, so it's coming from Apache. And notice I put in the checking, and then I've got the slash n twice. That's new line. So I've got checking... skip down the line and then write the next on the line below it. So those slash ends are new line symbols. So they move down and get me onto a new line. So the message, or in this case I called it body, says checking, and then I skip down two lines and then it says, did you get this email? Okay. So
can you
this
put
one.
HTML stuff on this?
Pardon me?
Can you put HTML?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec.
Okay.
Okay, so this is very basic email kind of stuff.
The variables actually have to be called to $2, or can it be anything?
I believe it has to be called $2. We can try it. So if I say...
throw an extra two up. Make sure it'll go in
there. Two.
You gotta change up top too, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, well, yeah, okay. Depending on what you're testing. Two. Okay, and let's change this hello again. And so we can tell whether that one went through because it's got hello again. And so here's email 3, and I'm going to send it, and it said it was successfully sent, and now I'll go and see if I got it.
Yep. Hello again.
Yep. Hello again. So it came through okay. I always put the right thing, so I couldn't remember whether you have to put the right thing or whether you don't have to put the right thing. But that one worked, and it went through to 2. Try changing the order on that.
Put subject first?
Yeah, put subject first, and then put 2 at the end. No, it won't. She says with confidence, but then we'll see what if she knows what she's talking about.
It has to be in sequence, right?
Yes. And it says message delivery failed. So it was looking at the subject for the 2. Okay. And now if we change that back to 2 just to prove which thing was the problem. And that also got a message, delivery failed. Okay. So I need to have my 2 over there. So it's another one of those things that's by order. And I changed from message to body, and I think you can put anything there, too. So it goes in order, okay? Okay, and then I had email check. That really just has headers instead of the from. This one has headers instead of the from. Okay. And that will also work if you want to try that one. But that will also give me, actually I didn't put headers in there, so that will actually give me the Apache. Okay. Check A. Yeah, I've got two subject message and headers, so this time I put the headers in. Okay. And this one will send it out. So I've got headers there instead of the from. And any one of these that you want to try sending yourself, send it to yourself and see how it works. So this one is called what?
So when I submit my homework now, can you just put this one there?
What does that mean?
I'll automatically send it right to you whenever I run it.
That whenever you run it is not something I want to hear.
Going
luckily it only goes to my Bristol account. And that's not the account.
If I'm at home, it won't.
Well, if you're on the CIS server, it is. But if you use a different server, yes, you can torture me as much as you want to and flunk as many courses as I have you in. So,
after
there we have it.
After I graduate.
And you think I can't change grades?
I have that
in
my hand before
you graduate. You can still change grades, darling. At any point. Don't try to get a reference from it.
That's right.
Don't send you transcripts.
I'm just
What, you getting scared? Okay, so this one I didn't change. And I have no idea whether it will go anywhere or not, but that used to be one of my accounts, the P Grocer 11 at Mail. I have no idea where that goes or where to pick that up. So
the old way you wrote your PCC mail.
Right.
Probably dead link now.
And so if I want this to actually go out to somebody, I've got to obviously change that, and I didn't even notice that it was that way.
You have a number there.
Which one is this one? Yeah, I at some point had gotten a student account.
CHKA? Or CHK?
CHK, which what? Yeah, right.
A?
CHKA, this one was. And I had not changed that because I didn't test all of these last night after I knew that they were working. I always test a few of them to make sure that they haven't done something to CIS Web.
How do I get my own email? So you do like com at shepherd.com. Like, how can I do
that? You just buy it.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
You know, I mean, I've got pgrocer at RCN, but you can, if you, because I'm using a server, but if you set up your own, then you can have pgrocer, you know, I could have my own pgrocer at whatever my server is. Yeah, you can buy that. And so if I now send this one out, I think it should go. And this time it says mail sent to Priscilla Grossa. And I echoed it out two times, so that's why you're seeing it there two times. And this one has a subject from check A. So if I go and look, presumably I will have something from check A, and there it is. Actually, apparently I got them both. Did I send that twice?
I got mine twice. I was wondering how come.
Yeah, because in the if statement I have it again. Notice I have mail here, and then I have mail there.
Oh, yeah.
So I've sent it out twice.
Okay.
I was wondering if they were actually grabbing the stuff that went to the wrong address. And so there that is. Okay. And so headers is coming in as the from, which is the other thing I wanted to point out with, that you can use headers as the from. So, that I think covers that, and now we'll look at the more, the arrow one just has the missing at sign. So that's why it was an error, is I had the missing at sign there. Okay, so now we're going to look at check M. Actually, I'm not sure we are going to look at check M. No, I don't think we are. I don't see anything different there. Okay, the one I wanted to look at is check color. Now, this one is not going to work. I've tried it a couple of different ways. This is not using CSS, and in a minute I'm trying it with CSS so you can see how it works. Okay, so this one I apparently didn't check last night when I was sending myself emails because I didn't change it. So this is Priscilla.grocer, and I will change this one as well. And notice that I have the two, and then I have two again with a dot in front of the equals. What that's going to do is send it twice, because I am chaining those together. So you know how lots of times you put out two lines to send it to? I am doing that. I'm chaining those together. And then I've got the subject is test CC again. And then I've got the message. And my message starts out with message equals, and then I have a quote up there. And I have the quote that ends it down there. And I've got HTML in between. Now, to do the HTML, I also need to do the MIME version content type kind of stuff that you do with email that allows that to happen. Okay? If you go and do a view of a source of email, you'll see that stuff there. So I've got here, and these two lines are basically copy and paste lines, but I said headers equal. And then I've got headers dot equal, and I keep adding lines to the headers. Okay.
What's backslash R?
And what say what?
Backslash R.
You know, that's a good question. Go look it up. Bill's character. And you certainly need that. I don't remember what backslash R means.
Return?
Huh?
Return?
I don't know. N means new line. What is it? So carriage control, line feed? M is a line feed. Maybe it's a carriage control. Yeah, that's what Tom's supposed to be doing.
It says Greg EXP.
Greg EXP when you look it up? Okay, that's not very helpful. Carriage return. So it's line feed. That was my guess. Is that because you lots of times have line feed carriage return. So it's a carriage return and then the line feed. So let's send this one and see how it works. Okay? So change all of the addresses and everything like that and then send it out. So this one is called what? Email color.
What? That's fine. I just noticed I sent it to her.
So would it bring the cursor to the beginning of a line?
Yeah. Mail sent to. Why didn't I fix something? I thought I fixed. Oh, I guess I didn't save it. Okay. So let's try that again. Yeah. So there it sent it to.
Sure, fill my inbox, why don't you?
That's right.
Pass it by the email over.
No, I was
giving
it to Robin.
Right
now.
Yeah, no, I mean, feel free to send it to get somebody's address and send it to all of them.
I'm going to send it to every person in this class.
Can you
allow me?
Yes.
Okay, so try to figure out where everything came from.
What's the dot?
It is a concatenate, basically.
Oh, you tell her.
Some things I know and some things I don't. Yeah, it's probably personal, too. Do you realize there are an equal number of males and females in this class? That's right now sitting here.
That's unusual.
I mean, there are lots of times when I'm the only female. If you count me, then there's more females in the room. But there's lots of times when I don't see a single female in the room.
In my 120 last year, there was like one other female.
Yeah. That happens a lot. Okay, how do I do a view source in Yahoo? Does anybody know? View page source. Yeah. So that's all the stuff that gets sent out. I mean, that's all of the stuff that, if you look at what it comes up with. Yeah. So, essentially, if you look at what I've got over here, I've got a me from me. So the me is in the from. So it says from me. Now, some might give you the whole address. It depends on how the browser gives that to you. I've got CC copy, but it only gave me copy as opposed to who it was sending to. Okay.
This is great.
Wow.
And in my
two,
bright red.
Now you got bright red?
Yeah, I got bright red.
And I don't. Well, so apparently the BCC server is showing the color.
Yeah.
Yahoo is not.
Oh, wait, I'm not getting
Hotmail's
email
showing
either.
The color, too.
Hotmail's showing the color, too?
I'm not getting Gmail.
And you're not getting the color in Gmail. No, right. So whether it honors the color is browser-dependent.
Yeah, that's just...
Well, no, because I have my...
I mean, not browser-dependent, I'm sorry. The server, where you've got your email hosted. So at Bristol, you see the red, because I said I wanted all the message, the body, all of this, I wanted to be red.
And the page was totally different, too.
Oh, you did.
This is Hotmail, I got the whole page red.
I only got the blocking red.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm curious what
you have.
But
you have the
that's going to happen depending on where you're hosted.
So if I be.
Oh, wow.
So I got the whole thing. If you want to go down, I don't know. Now, how come she has colors in her name and I don't?
I would think that you would both have the same thing, actually, since you're using the same one. But she's using something different.
Yeah.
So background color, this is background color. And that's interesting because you got background color only applied to what? To the list?
Yeah.
And this is a test.
And the this is a test.
Yep.
Okay. I got background color applied to nothing. And you have background color applied to the whole page, the whole thing. So that depends, and you're at Hotmail, you said. I'm at Yahoo. You're using BCC. You're using Gmail, and it's like Yahoo. You're not seeing any color.
No color. It looks just like that.
Okay. So it really depends on who you're using as your host, what you're going to get. Okay. So on this one, again.
But Gmail is known for more security features, so they may block that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't zip. You can't send zip files.
Well, the next one that I have in a minute we're going to look at is using CSS. So I'll be curious to see, because some of them, some of the browsers acknowledge the old style, some of the browsers acknowledge the new style. I've been using CSS more. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, now before I do this, I'm going to change the subject to test CC one more time and change the subject so I can tell the difference. And then I'm going to run it. And I think I've got it going, so I will see how many copies I get at this point. Okay, so I am going to, and what it looks like. So
what did you change? Just the subject?
I just changed the subject so I could spot it when it came in. Okay, so I want to see all of the twos that went out. I claim I should have gotten two. Because I have the two up there twice. But okay. I'm only seeing one coming in. So test it and see how many times you get it. Did I spell my name right up there? See if I got anything in spam. No. Okay, so I said test CC one more time, and if I look at that one, okay, there it is. And
so
I've got...
Even though your name's in the two twice.
Yes. Even though my name's in there actually three times. Because notice test up there is if you put the name in front. Now, are some of you seeing test and then my name? Or are you all just seeing test?
Mine came out
as
my name.
My name.
Which is
the
name.
But what's the to say? What does the to line say? What does the from line say? And what does the CC say?
From says me.
Okay.
To has three with my name and one on CC. Is that what you have?
I just have the word copy.
I have copy too.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You're getting a copy. No? You didn't get mine?
I didn't get yours. No. Let me just...
But I have to put, like, my... To see
but some of them do not show the name, don't deliver it twice when I put in the name like that twice. And I didn't get it twice. I claim I should have got that twice. But
I only got it once.
It was doing some kind of filtering that it wasn't sending it to me twice. So if I put two different names in there, I believe it will go out.
Right.
So I have in here what I claim is three things that should have gone out because test also goes.
I got twice in office outlooks, but I got it once it came in.
Interesting, okay. So basically some of them are filtering if it is going to the same address, or at least that's what it appears to be doing. Okay, and I didn't get any in spam. So, there's no particular reason why I'd ever want to send it to myself twice. What I used to have when I had more than one address that I could send when I wrote this is the two different twos were two different addresses of mine. And then it went there. Okay, so if you want to change one of those to send it to somebody else in that second two, then presumably they will get it. Okay, so if you experiment with that, presumably they will get it. Now the next one, is the same thing, except it is using CSS, I believe. No, I lied. Color CSS, I think that's the one. Color CSS, yeah. That one has the... okay, so if you look with color CSS, try that and see how it works. And obviously you've got to change the addresses, and you can experiment with this one instead if you want to, and see where this one is going to go.
So aside from doing emails, can I embed the HTML and the variables other PHP type of...
Look at this. I mean, I've embedded a load of stuff in here.
No, I've got message, and I've put a whole HTML page in there as my message. And so it is, okay.
So try this one and see what happens. What? The one I'm looking at right now is email color CSS.
What are the headers down below?
That's the stuff that goes into the background that allows you to do the HTML. But if you put in to and from, those also work, which is why you got the test on the line.
So in order to include the HTML, you need those headers?
Yes. And the CSS didn't do me any good as far as getting the color.
Didn't work at all, actually, Outlook.
What do you mean? Didn't get any color?
No. There's the new one.
The old one, you did get color. Oh, you're an algebra.
This is just a regular piece of CSS.
Again.
And you got both the pink and the green?
Yep. Nope. What? The CSS?
Because I told it that the pink background color was pink and that the font color was green. And you're getting them both.
No, wait a minute. I don't have the email colors. This is interesting.
Yeah, right.
The point here is that if you are sending out an email and you really care about color, forget it. Get it out of your head. Because it all depends on what the person is using to receive your email. I mean, email is fine. You can send it one way, but it's the receipt end you also have to be involved in. And depending on how it is being received, it's going to be being displayed differently.
Do you know what's funny is Hotmail is going through Outlook, the older Outlook. They're using Outlook too. You know what I'm saying? They're getting a block. They're using the newer Outlook, which is 365.
Right.
Hotmail uses the older version of Outlook. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Hotmail. Now, how do you know Hotmail's using the older version?
Well, I still have the older version on my laptop.
Okay.
I'm
okay. So you're not using the whatever it is.
Office 365. No.
Yeah, right.
I still have the old.
Now, does Office 365 has the same address, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But Hotmail not works with Microsoft.
Right. Okay.
But that's weird. I just noticed that it's both Hotmail. I mean, Outlook.
That's so strange. That's not working.
Okay, I'm going to make a copy of all this and go in and suggest that you do the same, and then you can cut out some of the stuff and see what happens. I want to close all this stuff up, and I'm going to say that I am making a new folder.
Did you get phone? No, I didn't get any phone.
So I'm saying new file, and I'm going to call this email CSS test or whatever, .html, just so that I don't mess it up. And I'm going to paste that in. So now I'm going to take out, oh, notice, by the way, I should have mentioned this, that when I wanted to have the two things, I concatenated with a comma. Okay, so I concatenated that up with a comma. So I'm going to take out the twos up here. And leave the rest as it is. And try doing that. And so I am looking at email, what did I call it? Email CSS test. Okay, and it claims it can't find that, so obviously .html, right. Duh. Thank you. It should have been .php. Okay, I saved it.
I did too.
As .html. Ah, well. Undefined variable on line 29 and line 30.
Oh, yeah. You got, whoa, what the? Hello.
Okay, line 29 is, this is line 31, 29. Okay, so it wanted a 2 in there. Even though I had a 2 down here, it wanted a 2 up at the top. Okay, so.
Hello.
What if you change that 2 to headers with that?
What do you mean?
Because the 2 down there is not, the variable is not called 2. It's called headers.
Right.
Said mail with headers as your parameter.
Oh, that would actually be interesting. I hadn't thought of trying that. So do this is what you're talking about?
No.
No. Just in your, well, it's not the
in your mail command.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Instead of
headers. Well, I've got headers already going in there.
But if you took out, if you put headers first?
I don't think so, but we'll give it a try.
Yeah,
That's what you want, right?
That's what I want.
Okay, because headers, unfortunately, has got a whole load of stuff. So I don't think that's going to work, but I've been surprised before. Amen. So we're now going to try that again. Nah, didn't like that either. Okay, so if I,
So there's really no point to having the two in your headers if you...
Not really, no. Except that I'm going to try to... I want to experiment, and I honestly never thought of doing this, so I'm going to do it now. I'm going to put that in there. I'm going to take that out. And I'm going to call... Where did I put it? There it is. And instead of calling it, I'm going to call it @2. And see if it will take that.
Well, it's not in sequence now. So you got to put the two...
The two in here, yes. Because I changed that.
You got to put it at the end, right?
No, the two wants to be at the beginning. In the mail, the two is the first thing. Now, I don't have it the first thing here. That's what I'm trying to see if it will allow that or whether I've got to go back up and put the two in. Because, as I said, I... Okay, and apparently I closed that. So I need a file, new window. Come on, you can do this. History, and this one is CSS test, right. So now it says mail sent to, and it puts test. So now let's see if this one comes through. Okay, so what I did is that. And before we get too much into it, let's find out if it actually worked. So 10:29, that would have been the right time. Yeah, it came through. It didn't show anything there, but it came through. So my two should have said test, in my opinion, but it didn't, because it said mail sent to test. Okay, so I've got the mail sent to test. As I said, I never thought to experiment with that before. Okay, that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure why it's interesting, but it's interesting.
Should it be test equals to test?
It seems to me that that should have been test right there, but it said mail sent to test. And that's what I've got down on the two is test. And it worked, it came through, but it's not showing the test in there, which I think should have been showing. So it's clearly not the best way to do it. But
it showed the test, though. That's kind of weird.
Did it echo mail to two?
It echoed the PG on the CCPG, and you would think that it would have put out the two test. And on the me, it didn't say the word from, but it hasn't been saying the word from in Yahoo. I don't know if the rest of you got the word from.
What's really interesting is a lot of the times it said failed when I went to reload the page, but it still sent something to my email.
Okay.
Even though it said failed, I got like a blank email 7 okay. times.
Seven times, huh? And that's why I do not want my email address.
Well, it's all like in a string, like it's in a conversation.
Yes.
It's a bunch of blanks.
Oh, trust me. It's not like I had a friend right beside me who, you know, just spammed me with about 100 emails, putting it in a while loop.
Oh. He put it in an empty for loop.
So you anybody,
because
I hate my...
So you have some
yellow.
Mail cleaning to do?
Yeah, we got rid of it all now.
Empty full loop.
Overload somebody's mail.
and they're
yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, you have now developed a dangerous tool. Okay.
So did anyone get the background color?
No.
Or the color? I didn't get the color at all.
Anybody get the background color on this one?
No, which one? I still didn't get background color.
The CSS one. The color CSS.
I have a lot of
email. No, she got it on the original one. She did. She got the pink and green, right? Yes. Did anybody else get the pink background at least? Mm-mm. So nobody else got pink at all. Just Hotmail. Hotmail was the only one that kept the pink and the green.
Hot pink.
That's right. So that's interesting that Hotmail did that, but nobody else got the pink and the green. And now, but the other interesting thing is that BG Color, which is the old version of it, a lot of people got the red.
Yep.
And that was done with BG Color as opposed to CSS, and a lot of people got that. So, anyway, you've got a tool here, but it's a iffy tool.
Could it be that Hotmail has like old security standards, and that's why it's working?
It could be. Who knows? I mean, she said that she's not using, that it is using the old version of Outlook. So, I don't know. Oh, it may just be that Microsoft likes color more than the rest of the world.
With what goes out in emails, you'd think it would take CSS. You know,
I would think it would.
That send out all these fancy emails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That must be a headache.
There you go.
Grabbing emails for companies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How to make spam.
How to make spam, yes. We
so
seem to have picked
homework,
up on that.
What do you want us just to send you a regular HTML like a list?
I want you to send me just two, and you can get those done today. But I want one to have the message kind of stuff in it. And one that's just the plain that we looked at the beginning of the class.
So they can embed a whole program instead of one.
Oh, yeah, no, and he quickly apparently found out that a while loop works inside here. And so that if one has a while loop, one can and do a lot with this.
I was going to foil loop and left it empty.
Oh, you want to send it to you?
Mm-hmm. I think that actually the browsers cut it at some point.
Oh, it runs out of memory.
So she's got the pretty in pink and green font.
That's not a very pretty pink, but.
Well, you can, if as long as it's working, you could go in and change it to a hot pink if you wanted to. I mean, if you look up the color code for hot pink, you could throw in the color code for hot pink. Okay, let's see. I think that pretty much... Okay, try this one. This one I said the style on the body. So take a look at this one. This is color CSS2.
Let's just throw some font.
And so I did the style a little bit differently because I put it not up at the top as CSS, but I threw the style in just so you can try the different stuff. Okay, and...
I still see a lot of programmers actually do that when they make web pages today. Is that something?
Do this?
Yeah, like, it won't validate, in other words. I see other people doing that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot of sloppy stuff out there.
Yeah, I looked at some, and it looks the same.
Well, the main time you have to validate is when you're applying for a job. And I'm serious when I say that. That, you know, a lot of companies will look at work and see if it validates. I don't know whether they keep those standards as tight after the person is working for them or not. I mean, there are some areas where validating lets you not do something you want to do that works in all the browsers. And at that point, you make an intelligent decision that I want to do this, and I'm going to beg validation.
Do you think validating would help create some kind of uniform standard?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you know, people want to conform to it, so that way it's all kind of insane.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to send this to myself. That's what I want to do, right? Didn't I just have it up? Close things on myself far too often. File, new window, history. That's not the history I wanted. History. CIS web. Okay. So what did I want on this one? This one is.
Oh, it worked for me.
Email color. That one worked.
Yeah. We have the red, the pink, the green.
Okay.
Now, what's different in this one?
It's in the paragraph.
It's in the particular, it's associated with a particular tag.
Oh, yeah, in the paragraph right there?
Right.
And actually the body style and in the paragraph.
Right, so I associated, instead of having CSS up there separately, I... Right. Okay, so this time I got one color.
You did. You got the red.
I got the red.
Which is the first style.
No, it's...
You got the bold.
It's for the paragraph. Yeah. I got the paragraph styling, but not the body styling. So I didn't get the background color of pink, and I didn't get the color of green, but I got the style on the individual element. And probably if I put a style on the UL, I would get a style on that as well. So that's what I got. Now, did anybody else, is this what most people are getting? What did you get?
I got that pink box with the green. I got the body style background on the in the list.
Okay. And this, in fact, folks, is why web development is so much fun. There is no consistency. You know, just watching what all of us are getting when we bring this up, you know, you're seeing the problem of consistency. So I tried the style using the old style. I tried using... CSS set up the way I would set up CSS, and I tried embedding it in to different things. And what's interesting here is the style that is applied to the body isn't working. So if I come over here and experiment just a little bit more, and I take this style right here, and apply that to, or actually that's not what I wanted. I wanted to take this style and apply it to the UL so that, only I probably should make it a slightly different, so I'll make it yellow just so I remember what's what. And so I'm going to try running this one now. And then going to here and looking.
All right, so I got all the colors.
No, I still didn't get the yellow. I think that's the one that I would have sent.
The yellow
one? She just changed it.
Oh, okay. So I got it in Outlook, Gmail, iPads, all the colors.
In Gmail, too.
In Gmail, you got all the colors?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I didn't.
You have another one that just came in. Try opening that one.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Let's see if it came in.
I got all the colors.
Yes, okay, so that was an old one. So now I've got it to do that. So apparently... Yahoo is not fond of having body colors but will let me have colors applied to individual things. But I can't have an overall body color applied to it.
I'm an ochre.
You got all three.
The red, the pink, the green. You get yellow. Oh, you changed it to
yellow. I put yellow down on top of the OL and the UL. So I put that down on top of the UL. So anyway, so that wraps us up on looking at this. What we're going to do next time is look at using a database with email so that we can set up a database and then send out emails to everybody in our database. And then we have sessions and cookies I want to look at. If I'm optimistic, we're going to make it through next week and be done. If I'm pessimistic, we'll go into the following Tuesday. So I don't know where we stand. But the following Thursday will definitely be an open lab. The last day of classes will definitely be an open lab. The Tuesday will probably be partial, if not completely, and I'll know more at the end of next week when we see where we're going to go. Your final is an open notes, open book final that you have 1 week to do. You do not come to the school to do the final. You do the final at home or come to the school, but don't expect to see anybody. I'm not going to be here, in other words. I'm going to be home correcting.
Why not?
So, anyway, the final is that it's due by the start of the posted final. It has to be in by the starting time of the posting final. Okay? And I start deducting points, and I'm serious about deducting points on the final. So it has to be in by the starting point. Your final is only 10% of your grade. Because, in fact, what I mainly want you to do is write stuff that works. And now, the final probably will take you more than 2 hours, but I don't give you any homework the last week of classes, so you get to apply all that time to the final. Okay? So, the final will probably take more than 2 hours. Even when I used to give in-class finals, the final took over 2 hours. My record, I think, was somebody that sat here for 10 hours. No, I'm not kidding. This was many years ago, and they were writing programs. And he couldn't get the program to run, and he was persistent, and he was not going to leave until he got the thing to run.
Did you wait for him?
As I recall, I didn't stay in the final room. I think I told him to go come find me when he finished.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, back in the good old days, before the internet.
And then your standards changed.
Before the internet, it was a different world.
Yeah.
I mean, students that were passing in late homework had to make the trip to Hingham to pass it in or next day mail it to me.
What a wonderful time you lived in.
That's right. And now you just email it. But back then, prior to the internet, they had to make the trip to beautiful downtown Hingham. And give me the, pass in the work or else next day mail it to me or something. Because it had to be, I took late things, but there was a late deadline. But I said, I'm not going to be on campus. So if you want to give me something late. Nah, you're going to come to Hingham, and if I'm not home, you put it in my mailbox. But that was the way it worked in one day.
I'd rather have an overnight mail to you.
Well, people did that.